This is The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5.
Singleton and Reed both got sent down.
Right. Which it happened.
For different reasons.
Yeah.
I mentioned that AJ Reed will be here June 1st. There's almost no doubt in my mind. AJ Reed hit 311 with three home runs in the spring in 45 at bats. Jonathan Singleton, 151 with 17 strikeouts and 53 at bats. He hit 151 and struck out every third at bat. Jonathan Singleton sucks, man.
Well, you know what he is? I'm never willing to totally give up on guys that do show flashes, but I think he's your classic halfway between AAA and MLB player.
Because
Like Brett Wallace was.
A quad A player.
Yeah, that's what he is. He's too good for AAA. He's not good enough for the bigs.
Although I think Brett Wallace was a better AAA player than Singleton. May have been a better major leaguer than Singleton.
Yeah, I don't know. But I don't know that I'm ready to punt on the guy yet, but this was his chance. I mean, they gave him every opportunity.
But
you got to wonder.
Just remember, this is the prospect game. Every team gets new prospects every year, and every team has a top 5 or 10 prospect list, and every fan base gets excited about those top 5 or 10 prospects, and they expect them to turn into something. And without fail, only about half those guys are worth a damn. I mean, it's just the way of the world. Some of them will end up, you know, making the teams, and they'll be bit players. They'll never live up to what you expected them to be. Some of them turn into Carlos Correa, if you're lucky. You know, that's great. But then some of them end up being Brett Wallace or Jonathan Singleton or, you know, hell, Jason Castro. Do you remember when Jason Castro was, talked about, this amazing catching prospect, like he was the next Joe Mauer or something?
He was a top 10 pick in the draft. I mean,
yeah. And it turns out he's a guy that can catch the ball when the pitcher throws it, and that's about it. Yeah, that's about what Jason Castro is useful for, is he's a decent defensive catcher. But, I mean, so that's how prospect games work. Sometimes they don't even turn into Jason Castro because sometimes they can't even get to the big leagues. So Jonathan Singleton had high expectations. I don't think he's ever going to meet him at this point. But that happens to every team.
Well, yeah, everybody. And that's why for so long people get all excited about a lot of this guy's going to be great. About 1 in 4 of them turn out to be really good players. Of your top prospects.
And even then, how often do they really turn out to be what the fan base expected them to be?
Well, that's
very
pretty rare.
Yeah,
that is pretty rare.
Here's a good example. George Springer. And this is a big year for George Springer developmentally. Maybe he turns into what the fan base expected him to be. But I remember 3 years ago, Fred, you and I sitting here having this discussion where I said, George Springer, while I think George Springer can play, I think he'll be a good major leaguer. I don't think George Springer is a cornerstone of a franchise type of guy. I remember saying, Correa, I think, is the guy like that. And I think Correa has turned out to be that guy. Springer still has a chance to turn into an invaluable piece of this franchise. But right now, Springer's a good, not great player.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.